This is NPR's Ask Me Another. I'm Jonathan Colton, here with puzzle guru John Chinesky. Now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Jonathan. Before the break, we met our contestants, Gina and Chris. Let's go to your next game, where Jonathan Colton will play literal interpretations of songs with one-word titles. Gina, what would be the one-word title of your autobiography?
Probably ouch. Yeah.
Are you clumsy?
I'm clumsy, and then when I'm not clumsy, I tend to do things that are not necessarily feeling great sometimes. So I make a lot of weird mistakes.
Okay. All right, banging yourself up. Okay, Chris, what is the one-word title of your autobiography?
Well, I'm a career scientist, and most of that time has been in cell bio, so I think I would name my autobiography Cell. And I've always been fascinated with the idea that within every cell in our body is a blueprint of us. Yeah. And if we can unlock the potential of the cells in our body, then we are capable of treating any number of diseases.
Yeah, you got scary there for a second and then back to normal. I was like, oh my God, evil. And then you were like, oh no, for good, for good, for good. Jonathan Colton has a music parody about overly literal songs.
Yes, I do. In this game, I will play you songs that have one-word titles. However, we've changed the lyrics to be about the literal definition of the song's title. So you just need to buzz in and identify the song.
So, Chris, you won the last game, you win this, and you go right to the final round. Gina, you need to win this, or you have to sing Kenny Rogers' Lady to me after the show, and you got to make it sound sincere.
Do what I can.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Well, I guess it would be nice if I could trust in something, could just believe in something without the burden of proof.
Gina?
Evidence?
I'm sorry, that is incorrect.
Okay.
Do you know the answer, Chris?
Faith.
Faith!
Yeah,
that's right,
I
George
see how
Michael.
This game works.
I thought maybe you weren't sure about.
I didn't know that the tune mattered.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay. we're changing it up.
I like it now.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I liked it before, too.
Okay.
I get
that's
it now.
That's very sweet.
Sorry.
That's very sweet.
See? Ouch.
Here we go. Train, 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 train. It gets me to my desk, 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 desk. Turn my computer on. So I can do the stuff that hired me to do. Cause that's how I get paid.
Chris.
Work.
Work is right.
Doctor checks my heart with her stethoscope and asks me if I quit smoking. Takes note of all of my vital signs. It's all quite routine.
Chris?
Checkup?
Checkup is a good guess. That's not the answer, though. Gina?
I guess vitals?
It's another fine
so close,
guess.
So
no?
close.
The answer we're looking for was physical.
Ah, oh, let's get physical.
But it's Olivia Newton-John, yes. Yeah. Ouch. Now you're going to make Gina feel bad if you say ouch every time something bad happens on stage.
Sometimes it's programmable, but mostly it's just flammable. Your eyes will face north, north, north. As you watch it on the fourth.
Chris.
Firework.
Firework by Katy Perry, that's right.
I'm feeling like I'm getting sick. Think someone slipped me arsenic. Unless it's rising instead. Sweating, coughing, barfing. Oh no, I'm dead.
Chris.
Poison.
Poison. That's right.
Ricin, that's the stuff in my back molar.
I hope not.
You know, for when things get bad.
Just in case.
Yeah.
You mean it's kept safe in a capsule for you to bite
that's
when
right.
it's time
That's
to...
right. I remember that I got that with the job at NPR.
Everyone is issued a poison tooth.
Yeah, exactly.
Just in case we fall into the wrong hands.
That's right.
And it's not like sandpaper. It doesn't have bumps. It's like those mashed potatoes that don't have no lumps. It's like a baby's bottom or a block of ice, yeah. It's a description of silk. That's all I'll say about it. Gina.
Smooth.
Smooth, you got it. This is your last clue.
You just take these two things upon your face. I take the same things in the same place. And then together we're moving toward each other so much. Cause we want our facial regions to touch.
Lips.
Gina, I'm sorry, that is incorrect.
Yep.
Chris, do you know the answer?
We don't want our facial regions to touch?
We do. We do.
Oh, well, I'm sure. Kiss.
Kiss is correct. That's right. That's Prince. That's Prince.
Thank God.
John Chinesky, how did our contestants do?
Chris literally won his second game, so he's moving on to the final round. Congratulations, Chris.